1. Evie. Listener, I was born. That mightn't surprise you, but I'm sure it surprised me. It certainly surprised me 15 and a half years later when I learned how I was born. Less peaceful home birth than I'd imagined, more giant cage in the basement birth, my terrified mom wielding a scalpel while my bio parents... Well, we'll get to that. The important thing here is that I was born, and that growing up, all I knew about the other stuff was this. I was adopted. True. And I'd inherited my bio mom's red hair. True. And super dangerous, ultra-rare diabetes. Less true. Sure, maybe it should have seemed odd that my diabetes was so uncommon I couldn't Google it, or that it caused a burning allergy to silver, and I had to take special insulin custom mixed by my mom in her secret unregulated lab in the basement. Yep, seeing it all written down, it definitely should have seemed odd. But it didn't. That was just my life. My slightly unusual, very happy life. Which, and this is the bit you're here for, listener, was about to fall apart completely. So let's cut to that, eh? The buzzing started in Jolt. You know Jolt, right? Those generic cute coffee shops with generic cute artwork and terrible coffee puns everywhere. It was December, so we were currently dreaming of a flat white Christmas. I was in the corner, sipping a sugar-free caramel steamed milk and totally failing to wrap my head around biology homework. Probably not what you'd expect, with my immunology genius mom and big sister one win off being crowned sci-fair queen for life. But there I was, defying expectations and not understanding the difference between mitosis and, osmosis? When a weird buzz hit right between my eyes. I dropped my pen, rubbed the buzzing spot, then focused back on my textbook. No, I didn't. I slammed the book shut, then kneaded between my eyes as the buzzing got louder. It felt like a pissed off bee caught in my brain. I hoped it wouldn't wind up killing me. Does that sound melodramatic?